Jesus had authority over his own death. He was not the helpless victim of plans that went awry. His death was no accident. His sacrificial, atoning, vicarious death had been pictured over and again in the sacrifices offered in the Old Testament dispensation. He came into the world for the purpose of dying for sinners. The book of the Revelation, the last book of the New Testament, presents Jesus Christ as the master of death. The last book of the Christian Bible is called The Revelation of Jesus Christ. This series of studies is looking briefly into that book to discover what it reveals about Jesus, the Savior. The two previous studies have presented Him as the Lord of glory and the Sovereign of the ages. Now, looking into chapter 1 of the book, let us see Jesus Christ as the master of death. First, what is death? The basic concept of death is separation. Now, there are two kinds of death, physical and spiritual. Physical death is the separation of the human spirit from the physical body. Spiritual death is the separation of the human spirit from God. The Bible clearly teaches that Jesus is the master of both physical and spiritual death. All separation by death is ended in Him. Jesus is the first begotten of the dead. He is the first person to rise from death into a life where death has no more dominion. Romans 6:9 reads, "Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over Him." The post-resurrection life which He now lives is beyond the reach or power of death. That is why He said of Himself, "I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of death and of hell." His resurrection did not merely restore Him to ordinary physical life, a life subject to death. He raised up from the grave with a new and eternal quality of life, which is beyond death. It is as if He was born out of death into an eternal quality of life. Life beyond the reach of death has been God's promised blessing to His believing children through all the ages. That was His purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The same eternal life which Jesus lives is promised and provided to each person who receives Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Now that is why He promised, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand." The eternal life which He gives is His own divine life. There is no possibility of a Christian perishing or being plucked out of the hand of God because death is impossible in that new quality of life. What a reason for joy! Each Christian is living the life of God in his human body, a life in which death is impossible, so that there will never be any separation between him and his God. Dear Christian, you have been born out of death. The condition of each person before he comes to Jesus Christ for salvation is a condition of spiritual death. You were dead in trespasses and sin because death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And in that condition of spiritual separation from God, he came and sought you. He sent his Son to redeem you by death. He sent his Spirit to call you by grace. He effected a new birth within you when you trusted Jesus as your personal Savior. You thereby passed from death unto life, eternal life in which you will never perish. Think of it. You have passed from mere mortal existence as a human to immortal existence as a child of God. You have been born into life out of death. Salvation is not something God gives apart from himself. It is God coming in the person of His own dear Holy Spirit and taking up permanent residence in your human spirit. Eternal life is God living the life of eternity in the context of time, the life of God being lived day by day in a human body. Now that is what it means to be saved, Christ alive, living in me. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So, Jesus has absolute authority over death. He has conquered him who had the power of death. He holds the keys of death and hell. He is the master of death. Jesus had authority over his own death. He was not the helpless victim of plans that went awry. His death was no accident. His sacrificial, atoning, vicarious death had been pictured over and again in the sacrifices offered in the Old Testament dispensation. He came into the world for the purpose of dying for sinners. So listen to his own statement. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. It is evident that he came to give his life unto death. The time, place, and occasion of the death of Jesus was under his control. He said, I lay my life down, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. He had absolute authority over his death. Now that explains why Jesus died so quickly on the cross. After only 6 hours on the cross, he cried, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said that, he released his spirit and was dead physically. He had said to those who arrested, tried, and crucified him, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it was given thee from above. The power to live and to die was in his hands. But Jesus also had authority over the physical death of others. On 3 different occasions, he restored to life one who had been dead. He restored life to a young girl who had been dead no more than an hour or two. He restored life to a young man who had been dead long enough that the funeral procession was on the way to bury his body. And he restored life to an adult who had been dead for 4 days. It was no problem to him to give physical life to those whom God chose to restore. But Jesus also has power over spiritual death in people. He spoke to the Father of the power conferred upon him that he could give eternal life to all who came to God by him. Now that same power raises you from spiritual death into eternal life when you receive Christ. Praise God for such power. But Jesus has power to resurrect all who die from physical death into immortal life. A great day of resurrection is coming. Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Resurrection is assured because Jesus lives. Having the power over death and the keys of hell, he will raise up every person to stand before God. So let us worship Jesus, the master over death. He was born out of death. He has authority over death. He gives eternal life, which is beyond the reach of death, to all who come to him in repentance and faith. He is indeed the giver of life and the master of death to all who receive him. Father, thank you that through Jesus Christ our Lord, you have delivered us from darkness and translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you that being in Jesus Christ, we die no more. Death hath no more dominion over us. Thank you for the wonderful gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In his name we praise you. Amen.